This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The family of Minneapolis police victim George Floyd visited President Biden at the White House Tuesday on the anniversary of the day Floyd died after police officer Derek Chauvin held his knee on Floyd's neck for more than 9 minutes during an arrest. The family was with the president to discuss a police reform bill that Mr. Biden had tried unsuccessfully to get passed before Tuesday's anniversary. After meeting for more than an hour with the president and with Vice President Kamala Harris, family members and their attorney, Benjamin Crump, told reporters the president is still committed to passing a police reform law. The bill currently in discussion seeks to ban the use of chokeholds, impose restrictions on deadly force, and make it easier to prosecute officers for wrongdoing. Crump and the Floyd family were also expected to meet with the lead negotiators on the bipartisan bill on Tuesday. White House has announced U.S. President Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin will hold a summit next month in Geneva. June the 16th will be the first face-to-face meeting between the two leaders. The White House said Tuesday that President Biden will add the meeting to his first international trip as president when he visits Britain for a Group of Seven meeting and Brussels for a NATO summit. Biden spokeswoman Jen Psaki said the meeting will seek to, quote, restore predictability and stability to the U.S.-Russia relationship. Mr. Biden has taken a different approach to Putin than former President Donald Trump, who often dismissed allegations that Russia assisted him in winning the presidency in 2016. Biden has alleged, based on U.S. intelligence findings, that Russians did interfere in the 2020 presidential election. You can keep up on that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com.